Our next item is Metropolitan Community Church, preliminary site plan on Road 275.
Ten Pin.
Withdrawn.
I thought Ten Pin was withdrawn.
Withdrawn.
It's withdrawn there.
Wasn't Ten Pin withdrawn?
Yes, it was.
Yes, Ten Pin was withdrawn.
I provided each of you a copy, with a copy of this site plan. It's for a 4,128 square foot, 107 seat church located on 2.1 acres. The site zone AR1. Churches are permitted in all zoning districts. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 28 parking spaces would be required. 28 are proposed. 14 spaces are within the front yard setback and are subject to site plan review.
We like asphalt.
The applicant stated that they would like to retain as much of the wooded area as possible. They're also requesting that the parking area be improved with stone at this time. They're providing a 6-foot high stockade fence along the adjacent property lines where parking's located. On-site septic will be proposed. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. There's a note that there are no wetlands on the site, and if the commission were to grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
I do want to point out that the parking spaces shown on this plan are 10 by 20.
Correct.
Mr. Johnson, it happens to be in your area, too.
Yes, it does.
We should be just tickled pink.
That part makes me very happy. The part that doesn't and raises concern for me is the parking in the front yard setback, and it's for a couple reasons. One is that we've had two other site plans. One is right next door to this, I believe, and another one is just down the road a piece where the commission was pretty adamant about not having parking in the front yard setback. And that's for a couple of reasons. One is that in this area of the road, the Plantation Road, there's no other property where parking is allowed in the front yard setback. So we have a situation where we've tried to keep it as residential as possible, including putting restrictions on the adjoining property that it's to look like houses. So it would appear from this plan that it could easily be moved back to accommodate no parking in the front yard setback without imposing any unreasonable demands on the building of the church and the parking lot. So they'd have to knock out some trees, but if you look at what's already proposed, they're already knocking out about two-thirds of the trees anyhow, as they're knocking out the trees on where the parking is, as well as part of the building. So they might actually wind up with having the same amount of trees, because it could potentially leave some of the trees in the front and on the side. So those are my concerns, is that we were adamant about two other projects on the same side of the road in the same block, and we all know what happens. Once one person gets it, then the next person gets it because somebody else has it. So I could see where the other applicants could cry foul that we made them make all those changes, and here we're accommodating the church, when in fact it appears that the church can be accommodated without any major additional expense, and that there certainly is more than sufficient space here for them to do that.
I think Mr. Johnson does speak to the issue of consistency, and that's important. That's usually one of the things that whenever one of our decisions or county council decision is challenged, that's just usually one of the bases is consistency. And I would tend to agree with you. It does appear to be that there's room. So if we've been enforcing it, I don't know any reason why we would stop doing it now.
One thing I would note, if you review the site plan, the first 20 foot is an area they just had to dedicate for Delta for dedication of public use. Taking over the property basically, and even this took about 5 more foot to the parking space.
What have the other properties, adjacent properties, been required to do, though? Have they been required
No, we had the one conditional use for the office complex, which was Double R Holdings, I believe. And he required them, I believe, to park between the two buildings or to the
Parking in back?
Rear.
The rear, okay. I couldn't remember which. Yeah. And the other one's further down was the
Briglio.
Yeah, Briglio. I couldn't remember. I was trying to think of the title of that project.
Yeah, he was out of the
He wasn't allowed to be in the front.
He wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just note, just for information purpose, tell you that front 20 was in.
Right.
If that meant for the taking, they would have been 25-foot setback from the
Right.
original right-of-way.
So they originally planned it properly, but then the line moved on them. Well, the neighbors may not forgive us, but maybe God will, so I'm okay with it.
So they wouldn't have been, you still would have been in the setback.
Let me ask a question. This Delta took an additional 20 feet from what they normally have taken.
They took 20 foot from, I don't know what they took from the neighbor. They took 20 foot on this site for the purpose of dedication of public use. And you can assume for a future widening of Plantation, right?
That Double R one was an old one that just came back, too. So Delta, I would
have thought. They had to go through the same process.
Though. Yeah, it's not been that long ago that.
Yeah, right.
It may have changed, but
I'll just note that because they're setting back 25 foot now from the original right of way. And what you normally do in the restrictions for the highway corridor in the highway corridor area is that the first 20 can't be used for parking. It's a limitation on what they can use it for. It's basically green space, but you can have, you know, lights, park benches, bus stops, and all that type thing in there. And then you basically frown on parking in the front yard. So do they go back, since this is a residential use, they don't park in the front 40. But the state taking 20, that's 60, basically, if you use that new boundary of the dedication as your right-of-way. So you're going 60 feet back from the original.
So if keeping in the spirit of 40 feet.
On residential, yeah, if it was residential use, it'd be 40 feet back.
Right, so in keeping with the spirit of the 40 feet, if we said that there was to be no parking within the 20 feet of the new boundary, that would accomplish the same thing without
and they've got
unduly punishing the church.
Change, it would change the green space in front of the building, so it would change the parking to be moved back, and
your parking is just going to move back to here, mm-hmm. move back 15 feet from where it is now. Okay.
I don't think that's imposing a hardship or.
It tightened up the front. It reduces the amount of green space in the front of the system.
It reduces or increases?
No, it would reduce it. If you pull it back 15 foot, you're getting closer to the church building.
Well, the church building, I think they'd slide the whole thing back 15 feet.
I asked that question before they submitted it, and they'd like to be able to retain the trees that are behind the church, but it looks to me like they could shift it. No, that's a combined driveway. I'm looking at it, the grass. It's really driveway, I'm sorry. That's a drainage.
Yeah.
I was looking at it wrong.
I think that's a reasonable compromise. There is someone here on behalf of this application, and maybe just for the benefit of the commission, he'd like to come up and just enlighten us just a little bit.
Byron Jefferson from Lincoln, Delaware, prepared to plan. And first, on the lighthearted side, let's say because we had the 10 by 20 foot parking spaces, we wanted to move them close to the road so they could be appreciated.
Well, I thought you were going to say, if we have to move them, we're going to make them 9 by 18.
To make it more inviting to the public.
The reason we did it that way, that area behind the church, that wooded area behind the church, was an area that the church is rather fond of, an area that they use for now for outside gatherings. It's not really a substitutable area. I mean, having more area up front would be useless for that. I mean, you know, so that was the main reason that, you know, for wanting to keep it up there to save that wooded area directly behind the church for outdoor activities, for informal gatherings, whatever. But the a reason I can give for it, for allowing it, is that it's church parking and it's not like retail that would be filled up with cars, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It'd be used very... Well, you know, church services aren't that frequent, aren't that long. And something that didn't show on the plans we could do, I mean, if you're agreeable to it, we could landscape. There had to be short landscaping. We could landscape or short fence out in front of the parking to improve the appearance from the road if that would make a difference in the negative opinion of having them up there. And that's all I really had to say on it.
Well, for me, I think part of it is as our chairman said, it's more trying to be consistent, you know, from the commission standpoint, where we have required two of the either adjoining or nearby property owners to abide by that. I think subjects the commission to possible some issues, Mr. Council.
I would think so. That's what we're trying to do overall with the county, you know, all the time, is make sure that everybody is treated the same.
That's my issue with it. I understand what your argument, and it certainly has merit. The problem we have is that once we go down that road, it's hard to come back. And plus, we've already been asserting it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we...
And had the church come first and we had approved this plan as is, then the other property owners could have requested the same thing, and we probably would have complied out of a spirit of being consistent.
There hadn't been a precedent established. Yeah.
Right.
So if you approved it, every other church would have the right to answer that.
Oh, well,
I'm kidding.
I know you are. I know you understand what our issue is, but you're doing a good job of representing your client. We're not unmindful of their situation.
Mr. Johnson, I'm not so sure that the additional 20-foot taking was in on the site next to this site.
That's just what I was saying.
That's why we're saying just moving it 20 feet back instead of the 40 feet back. So since
I can get a look in the record. File's right in the office. We can pull the file. I can pull the file if you want to approve. Defer on this for a few minutes.
You want to table this and then we'll come back to it when Lawrence has a.
I'll go look for it while you're doing the other business.
Yeah. All right. Good. We need a motion to table, Council.
Yeah, probably be a good idea.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we table further discussion on the preliminary site plan for the Metropolitan Community Church until the return of the Director of Planning and Zoning.
Second.
Move seconded to table Metropolitan Community Church preliminary site plan on Road 275 to give the Director an opportunity to gather information. We will revisit it as soon as he returns. Our next item is...